Morning, good morning. I'm glad to be here with the indomitable, incomparable Lloyd Jackson.
Good to see you, Robert.
There's some things I always want to do in life.
What's that?
And now I've achieved one of them. I'm going to sit here with you at 6 in the morning on WGR, where Paul W. Smith, who I idolize and imitate on occasion, once sat.
Absolutely. Yeah, Paul is a great guy. He's on now, 12 to 2, with Focus. Rev, I got to ask you about the weather that's coming our way. It's going to be hot this week.
Well, I just left West Palm, a place down there. So it was warm and hot, 102 degrees. I always tell people when it's 104, which I hear it's supposed to be here, that this is perfect audition for where you want to spend eternity.
Oh,
if
man.
If you think this is hot.
Absolutely. And, you know, doctors across Metro Detroit, they are warning residents to take the upcoming dangerous heat seriously. Temperatures climbing into the 90s. Yeah. We should get, could get some hundreds for a couple of days. Health experts say that extreme heat can quickly become life-threatening, especially to older adults and young children and people with chronic conditions.
So I know someone 34 years of age who put on one of those hydration suits and went out running in 100-degree weather in the middle of the day, and they found him dead.
Mm-mm.
So it is something to take very seriously. And, you know, I mean, if you got an air conditioning in your home, just turn it up and turn it down and enjoy yourself.
Drink plenty of water throughout the day. Wear light clothing. Avoid strenuous outdoor activity during peak afternoon heat as well. Doctors are also urging residents to check on the neighbors and protect pets and you know, stay in the shade if you can. And that's another thing, too, Rev. A lot of times people will leave their pets in the car. They'll leave their kids in the car.
Yeah.
And you can't – I mean, it takes a minute or two for it to get sizzling inside a car.
Right. And by the way, if you're sleeping in your car, find that's somewhere cold to go into.
It's, absolutely.
Be very careful.
Hundreds of parishioners gathered yesterday for a final mass at Our Lady Queen of Heaven in Detroit, marking the end of an era of a historic parish in the Archdiocese of Detroit's ongoing restructuring plan. And for many longtime members, the church was more than just a building. It was a spiritual home filled with decades of memories. And parishioners described the final service as emotional and difficult as they reflected on dwindling attendance and the reality that the closure had become unavoidable. And starting July 1st, the church will no longer be used as a Catholic worship site. The archdiocese says the parish will continue in a new form, with St. Raymond serving as the main parish church and St. Jude handling select services. The closure is part of a broader two-year restructuring effort aimed at reducing the number of parishes across Southeast Michigan.
Well, Lyle Schaller, who is a church demographer, said something, and it's in the context of all churches are shrinking, not swelling, swelling. Mm-hmm. You know, that for the first time in the history of Christianity, there are more believers than belongers.
Wow.
And he says, but, you know, me and God are fine. It's the rest of the folks I have trouble with. They love Jesus, can't stand nobody else.
Okay.
I mean, the Catholic Church obviously has a proliferation of churches.
Mm-hmm.
It is height. Every community in Detroit had its church. And we've seen this trend go on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that with all the stuff that's happened in the Catholic Church, the dioceses now are more independent, and they have to cover the expenses of those churches within that area by themselves. So it's not a surprise. If I had millions of dollars, I would not buy a building. I have a fundamental issue with churches spending 67% of the revenue, tithes and offerings of struggling people who can't put roofs on their homes sometimes to support a building.
Mm.
The money should go into ministry and people, not buildings.
A tragic incident unfolded in the Detroit River on Friday night when a teenage girl drowned near Meharis Gentry Park. Detroit police say officers were called around 8:30 p.m. after reports of two teenagers in the water, and one teen was able to safely make it back to shore. The second did not resurface. And multiple agencies, including the U.S. Coast Guard, Detroit Fire Department, Harbor Master, DPD dive team, they all launched a coordinated search and recovery effort. Officials say a younger child, the victim's 9-year-old sister, was also in the water but was rescued by bystanders who rushed to help. Detroit Mayor Mary Sheffield called the loss heartbreaking, offering condolences to the family and praising those who acted quickly to save the younger child. Authorities say the investigation into the circumstances surrounding the drowning is ongoing.
Well, two things. One, I'm glad my daughter commented. You know, she's a minister, and any loss under any circumstances tragic. But listen, man, people still underestimate that river.
That Reverend.
River has a current.
The current, yes.
It's flowing downriver to Lake Erie, and the pool is just not necessarily something that people estimate.
Absolutely.
It looks like it's calm, but it's not.
Even the strongest swimmers
have difficulty in that water.
Yes.
So, I mean, I would caution going to the Belle Isle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't mean.
Yeah.
I've never messed with the Detroit River. Never will.
Okay. The Detroit Red Wings added a new offensive weapon to the in the 2026 NHL draft, selecting left wing J.P. Herbert with the 23 overall pick. Herbert is an 18-year-old from Allen, Texas, most recently played for the Kamloops Blazers in the Western Hockey League, where he posted an impressive 42 goals, 97 points in 68 games. The season before, he competed with the U.S. National Development Team, adding 31 points and 34 games. After taking Herbert in the first round, Detroit continued building depth through the draft, selecting six more players across multiple positions. Those picks include Victor Plant in the second round, goaltender Michael Orsalak in the third, center Adam Levesque in the fourth, Beckham Edwards in the fifth, Luca Arco in the sixth, and defensive man Miles Bronson in the seventh round. The Red Wings say the group add skill, size, and long-term potential to their system. I know they needed to do something.
Yeah, I think they ought to hire you just to announce their names. Now, I wonder if Hurlbut spelled like the Hurlbut Gate at Waterworks Park.
Huh, H-U-R-L-B-E-R-T.
Yeah, well, I think Hurlbut here is B-U-T.
B-U-T, okay.
And, of course, you know at one point that family left money for anyone that would name their child Hurlbut.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And do you know that? You know the Freeman Hendricks' real name is Hurlbut?
I didn't know Freeman's real name is Herbert. Okay, boy, I learn something new every day.
And I tell people all the time, it's an L, not Herbert.
Okay.
Not Herbert. Hurlbut.
Okay. And the Detroit Tigers wrapped
up
their...
I'm having fun, man.
The Tigers wrapped up their 10-game homestand with a 7-5 loss to the Houston Astros Sunday at Comerica Park. As late-inning bullpen struggles once again proved costly, Detroit held a 3-run lead late, but the Astros stormed back with home runs in the 7th and 8th innings before breaking the game open with 4 runs off Kinsley Jansen in the 10th. So
they've gone from the roar to the bore.
You know.
I like this rapid fire we got going here.
But the thing is, though, Reverend, when the pitching is good, the hitting's not good. And when the hitting's good,
that's the nature of the game. Everything has to be working together.
Exactly.
I mean, what a disappointment, man. We were, looking like we were building quite a team, and now it looks like we don't have a team.
Yeah, it looks that way.